Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. Mayor Mueller has spoken out against eliminating all corona measures at the end of October. On Sunday, the SPD politician remarked on ARD that with the current vaccination rate, this is not yet possible, and that it's necessary to continue to creatively encourage people to get vaccinated. Mueller emphasized that returning to pre-corona normality depends on increasing vaccination rates, and that in the autumn, many will realize that being vaccinated makes many areas of everyday life easier. Mueller added that it's, quote, a mystery to him why people would not accept the offer of vaccination, for which Germany is being envied all over the world. On the flip side, the head of the National Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, Andreas Gassen, has called for a Freedom Day based on the British model and suggested October 30th for this. In Great Britain on Freedom Day, almost all corona restrictions were lifted on July 19th. According to the RKI, since the start of corona booster vaccinations on September 1st, nearly 21,000 people in Berlin have received a third dose. The booster is intended primarily for people over 80 for whom the second vaccination was more than half a year ago. However, the immunocompromised can also benefit from the third vaccination, as it stimulates the immune system once again to produce antibodies and thus protect against severe courses of the disease in the fourth wave. Per the German Red Cross, around 200,000 people aged 80 or older live in Berlin. In addition to doctor's offices, BioNTech and Moderna boosters are being given at the Meze Vaccination Center until November 30th and the Tegel Center until January 31st. Those 80 and older who have received an official invite to receive a booster can again use a taxicab free of charge for the trip to the centers and back home. The Swedish energy company Vattenfall, which has a strong presence in Berlin, has once again tightened its climate protection targets. According to CEO Anna Borg, the group has already reduced its CO2 emissions by almost 40% compared to 2017, has reached this mark 10 years earlier than planned, and will continue on that path at an accelerated pace. Borg added that the company aims to reduce its emissions by more than 77% for the period from 2017 to 2030 and are also committed to climate neutrality by 2040, which means they will achieve net zero emissions across their entire supply chain by 2040. The company also wants to use its know-how and market position to help customers and suppliers reduce emissions. For this reason, Vattenfall has also set a target for their suppliers of goods and services to reduce emissions by 50%. Vattenfall's new targets are important news for climate protection in Berlin, as the Swedish company operates the most power plants and by far the largest district heating network in the city. They plan to eliminate coal from Berlin's last two coal-fired power plants, Moabit and Reutte West, by 2030, and switch to a combination of biomass, heating pumps, natural gas, and power to heat, or heat energy generated from green electricity. In addition, the power grid, which Vattenfall sold to the state of Berlin, will be provided with four times the amount of solar and wind energy in the future, and the number of charging stations for electric cars is to increase 25-fold. Two men were injured by gunshots in their legs in Lichtenberg late Sunday evening. Early yesterday, a police spokesman announced that the manhunt for the perpetrator was underway. According to information via the Morgenpost, the first shooting occurred around 10:30 p.m. on the sidewalk of Skandinavische Straße below the Lichtenberger Brücke in Rummelsburg. About an hour later, the second incident occurred just a few hundred meters away on Kopitzerstraße near the intersection of Alt Friedrichsfelde am Tierpark. In both cases, the injured were first treated by emergency services and then transported to a hospital. Shortly after the incidents, a helicopter of the Berlin police searched from the air for the shooter, and armed task forces cordoned off the crime scene areas. Berlin Briefing will have an update on this story as more details emerge. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.